This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right. Screw pumpkin spice lattes. Let's talk winter engagements. You know, like cuffing season, but for keeps. Turns out almost 40% of engagements happen between November and February. December is like the month.
Yeah, it's wild, right?
Crazy. So if you're thinking about popping the question this winter, or maybe you're already rocking some new bling, this deep dive's for you. We're going to figure out why winter's prime time for proposals and ED, how to make those engagement photos, you know, really pop.
Well, first off, winter's got this like built-in romantic vibe, you know, and it's not just about the snow or fireplaces or whatever. It's
Tell me more.
It's like, think about it. Those shorter days, they just make everything feel more intimate. The world kind of slows down and you're drawn closer together. Plus, there's something about facing the cold together. It's
like you're a team, right?
Exactly. You're battling the elements together and it just builds this like total unique bond. And that translates amazingly into photos, you know? Imagine those epic shots with snow-capped mountains or glistening trees behind you.
Damn, those say the dates would be fire.
Hmm.
Okay, so we got the romance thing for sure. But what about the holidays? Everyone's already together, which is great for sharing the news and all, but does it kind of make the proposal feel less special?
I get that. But the holidays are already like supercharged with emotion, right? It's about love, new beginnings, family. Proposing during that time, it's not about competing with that energy. It's more like weaving your proposal into it.
Right, tapping into that holiday magic. Amplifying it with your own love story.
That's it. And you can capture that in the photos too. Glowing lights, frosty mornings, that feeling of being with everyone you love. It's like capturing a mood, you know, not just a moment.
And let's be real, nobody's going to complain about having a pro photographer there to catch those awkward family moments on camera.
Uh-huh, true. Speaking of photographers, all our sources are basically screaming this one piece of advice. Hire one before the proposal. They can scout out the perfect spot, help with all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and some even have packages that carry over to your wedding photography later.
So it's not just about, like, capturing the yes.
Yeah.
It's about having someone who makes the whole experience smooth and stress-free.
Exactly. And let's be honest, the more unique the proposal, the more epic the photos, right?
Yeah.
So forget the basic bended knee. We're talking scavenger hunts through snowy forests, helicopter rides over mountaintops, even,
Wait, are you saying?
Flash mobs at holiday markets.
Flash mobs, those are still a thing.
Oh, yeah. They're making a comeback. It's all about creating an unforgettable experience, and that translates into photos that capture that raw emotion, you know?
Okay, flash mobs. Kind of cheesy, but I kind of like it. It's got that nostalgic vibe. But let's move on to something that's definitely not cheesy. Instagram. You know you've made it when your proposal blows up everyone's feed, right?
Totally. Social media is like a huge part of how we share and experience these big moments these days. So when it comes to proposals, and especially those engagement photos, visual impact is key. Coordinated outfits, killer backdrops, a story that unfolds through the pictures.
So it's not just about looking good. It's about creating a narrative, something people can connect with.
Exactly. It's showing off your personalities, your love story in a way that's authentic and creative. And yeah, okay, maybe a little braggy. I mean, you are celebrating a major life event.
Okay, so we've covered why winter's just so damn perfect for proposals, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty, those engagement photos.
Yeah.
So you're scrolling Pinterest, getting inspired, but what are some actual ideas that'll make your photos stand out?
Well, snow-covered scenes are classic for a reason, right? Whether it's a ski resort, a park, or even just your backyard, snow just adds this, like, magical touch.
Like nature's doing half the work for you.
Totally. And you can play up that festive vibe even more with holiday lights, garlands, maybe even a Christmas tree farm. Or go for those cozy moments. Hot cocoa by the fireplace, snuggled up in blankets, all about that warm, intimate feeling.
I love that contrast, the cold outside, but you've got this warmth you've created together, like you're in your own little world.
Exactly. And if you're more of a city couple, think about locations that play up that urban energy. Twinkling city squares, ice skating rinks, maybe even a rooftop with a killer skyline view.
Okay, city vibes, I dig it. But what about for, like, the more adventurous couples, those epic mountain shots, you know, the ones that make you feel like you're on top of the world.
Oh, especially for our Colorado couples, those snowy mountains are the ultimate backdrop. Breathtaking views, dramatic landscapes, a sense of adventure you can't find anywhere else.
All right, so we've got snowy scenes, cozy vibes, city chic, mountain adventures. Basically, there's a winter engagement photo style for everyone.
Absolutely. And the best part is, these photos aren't just for Instagram or your save the dates. They're the beginning of your wedding journey, you know? You're capturing a moment, a feeling, the excitement of what's to come.
So it's not just about the photos themselves. It's about the memories you're making, the story you're starting to tell together.
That's it. And that story, that's what makes your engagement and your photos truly unique.
Okay, so we've, like, totally hyped up winter engagements and how to rock those engagement photos.
Yeah.
But let's get real for a sec. Winter comes with, you know, some baggage.
Yeah, we can't just ignore the elephant in the room. It's freaking cold.
Right. No. Like, I'm all for romantic snowy scenes, mm-hmm. but I don't want to freeze my ass off for the gram.
For sure. And you don't have to. There are tons of ways to stay warm and comfy without, you know, sacrificing style or those winter vibes.
Okay, smell it. What are your top survival tips for a winter engagement shoot?
Layers, layers, layers. Think thermals, cozy sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves. Like, bundle up.
Right. Screw fashion, function over everything when it's freezing.
Yeah.
But what about, like, looking good in all those layers? I don't want to look like a marshmallow in the photos.
Oh, good point. You got to choose layers that are warm and stylish. Think about textures, colors, patterns that work together, you know? And accessories. A cute beanie or a statement scarf can totally elevate your look.
Got it. Layers are key. But what about the actual photo locations? Standing outside for hours when it's below zero sounds kind of miserable.
You're telling me. Be smart about locations. Talk to your photographer about finding spots that offer some shelter. Like a cozy cabin, a museum with cool architecture, a cute bookstore, even...
Wait.
A funky bar with a wintry vibe.
A dar. Now you're talking.
Right. It's all about being creative, finding locations that show off who you are as a couple.
I love that. So we've talked outfits, locations. What about lighting? Winter days are short and the light can be...
Yeah, it can be tricky. Lighting's super important, especially in winter. Talk to your photographer about the best time to shoot. Golden hour, you know, right before sunset. That can be amazing in winter, all those warm, romantic tones.
Golden hour is always a good bet. Mm. But what if the weather's just being a bitch? Like, it's cloudy, snowing.
Honestly, embrace it. Cloudy days can create this really cool, moody vibe. And snow falling in your photos, that's just pure magic.
Right, it's like nature's adding its own filter.
Exactly. A good photographer can work with any light and make it look stunning.
Okay, so we've talked about, like, the practical side of winter engagement shoots. But what about, you know, the emotional side? How do you get comfy being all lovey-dovey in front of the camera when you're, like, literally freezing your butt off?
It's understandable to feel a little awkward, you know, especially if you're not used to being in front of the camera. But a good photographer will know how to put you at ease. They'll make you laugh, give you some prompts to interact naturally, and just capture those genuine moments, you know?
So it's not just about their skills with the camera, it's about their personality, how they make you feel.
Exactly. It's a partnership, right? You're trusting them with this super important part of your story. You want someone you vibe with, who gets your style, who makes the whole thing fun.
Okay, so how do you find that perfect photographer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, stalk their Instagram? Ask for referrals?
All of the above. Check out their portfolio, read reviews, and most importantly, schedule a consult. Talk to them either in person or, like, video call.
Right, it's like a first date, but with your photographer, got to make sure you click before you commit.
Totally. Ask them everything. Experience, editing style, packages, pricing. Make sure you're on the same page before you hire them.
All right, so we've got the photographer sorted. But what about all those little extras that can make your winter engagement photos, you know, really stand out? Are props a good idea or are they kind of cheesy?
Props can be awesome if you use them right. Think about things that represent your relationship, your hobbies. Like, if you love to cook together, maybe bring some hot cocoa ingredients or a cute picnic basket. Music lovers, bring your instruments. It's about those personal touches.
So less about generic props, more about things that are actually meaningful to you as a couple. Those little details make your photos unique. You know.
Exactly. And think about location, too. We talked about some ideas, but, like, are there places that are special to you as a couple? Maybe where you had your first date, where you got engaged, or just the place you love to hang out.
Right. Those sentimental vibes. You're literally creating a visual story of your love.
Yes. And those personal touches, they'll make your photos stand out from all those generic engagement pics on Instagram. They'll actually reflect you.
Okay, so we've got locations, outfits, props. Anything else we should keep in mind for those killer winter engagement pics?
Don't underestimate good mood. Winter can be a drag, but try to embrace the beauty of the season, you know? Have fun. Let your love shine through.
Right. It's all about celebrating this exciting new chapter in your life.
Okay,
so we've covered like all the practical stuff for a winter engagement shoot. But let's be real. How do you actually enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
Because being in front of a camera can be, well, awkward. Even when it's not freezing your ass off.
Oh, my God. Yes. So many couples feel this pressure to, like, look perfect, you know, create these picture-perfect moments for Instagram. But honestly, the best engagement photos, they capture the real stuff, the connection, the laughter, you.
So how do you ditch the nerves and just be yourselves when there's, like, a camera in your face, especially when you're trying not to shiver?
First thing, choose a photographer who makes you feel comfortable. We talked about this, but it's so important. You got to be yourselves around them. Someone who makes you laugh, who catches those candid moments that are, you know, truly you as a couple.
It's like you're not just hiring a photographer. You're hiring someone to capture, mm-hmm. like, one of the most exciting times in your lives.
Yeah. And remember, this is about celebrating your love story. Mm-hmm. It's not about comparing yourself to other couples or trying to recreate some Pinterest board, you know? It's about you, your dynamic. Let that shine through.
Okay, so photographer vibes are key. But what about, like, actual tips for feeling comfy in front of the camera? Are there, like, winter-specific poses, or what? Should we just lean into the awkwardness and hope for the best?
Honestly, focus on each other, not the camera. Talk to each other, laugh, be playful. Let those natural moments happen, and a good photographer will catch them.
So it's more about the feeling, less about posing perfectly.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to move around, try stuff, be silly. The more relaxed and fun you are, the more authentic the photos will be.
I love that. All right, so to wrap things up, what are, like, a few key takeaways for making winter engagement photos truly unforgettable?
Okay, number one, embrace winter. The snow, the cozy vibes, the holidays, it's all part of the magic.
And don't let the cold freak you out. Bundle up, find those cozy locations, and get yourself a photographer who knows how to work that winter magic.
Most importantly, relax, have fun, let your love shine. These photos are a celebration of your journey, and they should reflect that amazing bond you have.
And one last thought.
Yeah.
Winter's all about new beginnings, right? It's about embracing the unknown, snuggling up, dreaming big about what's next. So let that energy guide you as you plan your engagement, your photos, your whole wedding journey. It's going to be incredible.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.